An industrial camp operator has been fined over $200,000 for failing to implement COVID-19 safety measures after a worker died of the virus in his room about 65 kilometers outside Dawson Creek, BC. The Work Safe BC fine, handed down in September 2023 but released to the public last week, penalizes Horizon North Camp and Catering and Dextera Group Inc. $206,346.90 for failing to implement a number of procedures at its Sanita Lodge facility, advertised to workers in the oil and gas industry. Industrial work camps, such as those occupied by workers building BC Hydro's Site C Dam and Coastal GasLink's pipeline project, have been the site of a number of COVID-19 outbreaks since the start of the pandemic in 2020. A redacted Work Safe BC inspection report, dated May 24, 2023, and seen by Glacier Media, provides a near blow-by-blow timeline of how one of those clusters played out. Deceased man worked after reporting symptoms. Documents show the narrative starts on November 30, 2021, when a worker boarded a bus in Edmonton, Alta. The report says the worker had his temperature checked and did a COVID-19 screening questionnaire, unlike other employees arriving to the camp by car. A week later, another worker at the BC camp overheard the man report to a supervisor that he was ill. But inspectors later determined the man from Alberta continued to work for two more days, and supervisors did not isolate him for another 2 days after that. On December 12, the sick worker was finally taken to a Fort St. John clinic for COVID-19 testing, 5 days after he first reported symptoms. He arrived back at the camp at approximately 1600, which is when he was last seen alive, notes the report. The next morning, a supervisor and another worker found him lying dead in his room. The BC Coroner's Service later determined the man died of COVID-19. BC's Northern Health Authority began contact tracing, and after a number of rapid antigen tests, discovered COVID-19 throughout the camp. The cluster was deemed stable by December 18. The transmission source was eventually tracked to staff accommodations, and it was later thought to be highly likely the deceased worker caught the virus at work, according to the report led by Work Safe BC investigator Michelle Welsh. Camp operator failed to enforce COVID-19 measures. Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry issued orders meant to stem the spread of the virus in industrial camps on July 7, 2021, months before the cluster at Sanita Lodge. But Work Safe BC inspectors found the company failed to enforce physical distancing, temperature checks, and the reporting of symptoms. The company's timeline of the incident stated the deceased worker was in isolation in the days after he reported feeling sick. But documents show he signed in at morning safety meetings those same days, evidence he was working while sick. The deceased man did not have the support and services he needed to isolate, and, while he was in isolation, no wellness checks were performed to support him, the inspection report reads. As a result, inspectors determined workers sick with COVID-19 were not properly quarantined. The cluster was likely made worse by the camp's communal living spaces, shared washrooms, and a lack of spacing during meals, according to their inspection report. High-risk violations also included a lack of health and safety training for new workers and a failure to maintain minimum cleaning standards to the point where common areas were visibly dirty. Camp operator appealing decision. In an unattributed statement to Glacier Media, Dextera Group said it is actively appealing the decision. Throughout the pandemic, we safely operated at hundreds of sites across Canada. We have an ongoing commitment to the health and safety of our people, the clients we work for, and the customers we serve, the company said. Given that this matter is before the appeals tribunal, we will have no further comment at this time. It's not clear how many workers ultimately fell ill at the Sanita Lodge cluster, as those numbers were redacted in the investigation report. As of writing this, Sanita Lodge is closed, concluded Welsh. Editor's note. This story has been updated with more detailed information after Glacier Media obtained a WorkSafe BC incident investigation report.